Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, we transport you to a village south of the city where there's something for just about everyone. Sports, nature, education, and jobs abound in Orland Park. Why don't you tag along today as we show you a place that should be your hometown?
11:35, just reading the wiki on our next guest, which would make Dave Ennett very angry because he knows this guy backwards and forwards, and many of you do too. Northwestern head football coach Pat Fitzgerald is an Orland Park guy, so let's say hello to a very familiar voice on WGN Radio. Coach, it's John Williams. How are you today?
John, I'm doing great and very proud person from Orland Park, and great to be on with you, buddy.
You know, it's funny because it's a shame that Dave Ennett isn't here, but I don't know if you know, the play-by-play guy for the football team is also the play-by-play guy for the basketball team.
Absolutely.
So he's got to go to Penn State, so he had to rush out of here and, you know, take care of the dog and then catch a flight and go watch the Penn State game. But here's the thing I was looking at. So I'm like, okay, I'm looking at your career, and I knew you were the best defensive player in college football. In fact, you won awards that some people get once. You won them twice. And then I was just looking for your pro career. Signed as a free agent by the Dallas Cowboys. You were with them for a couple preseason games, but you didn't have a long NFL career. Why was that?
Well, I wouldn't call myself the most fleetest of foot and the best athlete. So I had a lot of great things happen for me, not only here at Northwestern, because of great teammates, but the same thing at Carl Sandburg High School in Orland. It was, I think my game was a little bit more suited for high school and college ball than the pros, but nonetheless, a great experience.
Best defensive college player in football, awarded a Big Ten Medal of Honor in 1997, inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. And when you became the Northwestern head football coach, you were the youngest coach in Division I football and the youngest in the Big Ten by 5 years. I mean, it was amazing. You started coaching Northwestern at the age of 31?
Yeah. Well, through tragic times, you know, obviously losing Coach Walker and you know, I hope he looks down on us, you know, from heaven, being proud of the program we built and his legacy. But, you know, you don't always control the way things happen. You just control it the way you respond, and just really thankful for the opportunity, but feel blessed and have had great players, just great teams and a great staff. So it's been a lot of fun.
Tell me about your Orland Park days then. What do you remember growing up in the area?
Yeah, well, just really, again, thankful for my mom and dad making the sacrifice, you know, to move us to Orland. It was not always easy from a standpoint financially, but my mom and dad worked incredibly hard to make it work. And, you know, my two sisters and I, you know, we had it great. We lived kind of, my dad still lives in the house I grew up in. I met my wife, Stacy, at Carl Sandburg. She went to St. Michael's while I went through the District 135 Orland Public Schools, and we ended up meeting at Sandburg. And it's not the Dairy Queen that we have now there on LaGrange Road, but the old Dairy Queen that the longtime Orland Park residents will know that we went on our first date. So it's a special place. Stacy's folks still live in Orland. A lot of my good friends that I went to high school with still are in the area, and a lot of family members are down in the south and southwest suburbs. So it's always going to be home, but the schools were amazing. The sports were very important in my life, and you know, the Orland Youth Association, you know, basketball and baseball, and then the Orland Park Pioneers that I played football for, as it led up to Carl Sandburg, was something that I'm very grateful for.
What did your mom and dad do?
Yeah, my dad worked initially, you know, for Illinois Bell and then AT&T, and eventually retired from Lucent Technologies. And then my mom ran a state licensed daycare center out of our house, watching teachers' kids. So it was, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice to give my sisters and I everything we needed to be successful. And you know, our parents stressed academics, and that's, you know, why, you know, the migration from, you know, my folks grew up in 53rd and Union. My dad went to Rita, and kind of the migration for a lot of, I think, Irish families, kind of the southwest burbs and landed there in the east side of Orland and became as much of a part of the culture there as we could, and loved going over to Silver Lake Country Club, and the Coghill family became close family friends. And sports were a big part of my life, and just thankful my parents started me there. And I know the sports are still big in Orland and everything, for young boys and young girls, to give them opportunities. And I wouldn't be here without the great education system in Orland. Like I said, Carl Sandburg High School, and then the great youth sports, and then high school sports that I was able to participate in.
Yeah. I don't know what their program is like right now. I know when my son was playing baseball at Lyons Township High School in Western Springs and Hinsdale, the Sandburg boys baseball program was pretty good. Football's always been good over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Baseball's doing great. I mean, a lot of sports. I mean, my wife was a three-sport athlete. Played volleyball and basketball in the winter, and then softball teams competed for state championships, and it's still an incredible, incredible. Like I said, youth sports, and then obviously at Sandburg, and then the baseball program. One of my teammates, Jimmy Morcevillo, running the program, and the baseball has always been big there. One of my best friends in the world, Todd Mensick, was a great player for us that went on to play, Major League Baseball in the minors, and so it's a great sports town. It's a great family town. Yeah. You're raised, I think, with the values like we all are here in Chicagoland, but especially, the way that I was brought up with my friends. It's about respect and about being a part of a family environment and respecting others and working really hard and rolling your sleeves up in that blue collar kind of big shoulder mentality of Chicagoland. And just feel very fortunate that we were able to grow up there.
Well, you know what I think is a nice reflection on you, Coach, and I've talked about this on the radio with Dave in the past. When I listen to in the fall the football games, it's either before or after. I guess it's probably before. Sometimes after, they interview the players. Maybe it's what's coming up in the game or how did you do in the game. But the kids sound like you. You know, they're just so... not just respectful, but they're interesting, and you feel good about what they're getting at Northwestern. Like maybe these kids are going to play pro football, maybe they're not, but by golly, they're part of something. And to hear them talk about the team, about what they're learning, about what they're doing, it just makes you feel so good about the program. I haven't had a chance to tell you that, but I will now. I'll salute you for what you are obviously imparting on those young men.
Well, I appreciate it, right? And I appreciate the kind words. It sure beats the alternative when we lose games. Not a lot of kind words then, and I get it, and I deserve it. But I think it goes back to my roots in Orland Park. It's about family there. It's about helping your neighbor. It's about being involved and engaged in the community. The town has grown exponentially since when I grew up there. But I felt like when I lived in Orland, even though Carl Sandburg is a large high school, I still felt like, you knew everybody and everybody looked out for each other. And especially in a day like today, when there's so many challenges, I'm just grateful for those values that were instilled in me. And I try to instill those in our players and in our program, being honest and trying to strive to do the right things. And we're all not perfect. That's not what it's about, but it's about helping others and being definitely, when you're in a leadership role, being a servant.
We are saluting Orland Park today on WGN Radio. Pat Fitzgerald, the Northwestern head football coach, is from there. One last thing, Coach. You mentioned that you kind of grew up and played youth football there in Orland Park. What was that like for you? Did you just tear up the league? Do you remember a coach or a play or a moment where you went, oh, I can do this? What was that like for you?
Well, back then, majority of the coaches, not all, but a majority of the coaches were dads. My good friend Nick Parisi's father was one of our coaches, and Danny Vestal, the list goes on. And then you get to Sandburg and Mike Sheehan and Coach Navarro, who anybody that ever played football at Sandburg during those times that had the privilege to play for Mike Navarro, I think it really molded us into the people that we are today. And then, Tom Saliga was our head coach, and Larry Lokank, who was my linebacker coach and our D coordinator, made a huge impact on my life and saw things in me that I didn't see in myself. But it all started with the Orland Park Pioneers. And my sisters were cheerleaders. My mom I think was on the board, you know, my parents would make, I should say my parents, my mom would make chili, you know, for the concession stand. And then same thing in the Eagles nest, it's the Legal Field over at Sandberg. So, you know, I think that's just what you get with Roland Park. You get a, just a great family, community and a great place to raise your family. And, you know, I know I've lived up north here, for a number of years, but, that will always be home, and it'll always be a place of pride in my heart, and just really thankful for, like I said, the sacrifice and dedication my parents made to make that available for my sisters and I, and you know, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all those that we were able to get touched by when we lived in Orland.
So, what do you do in the off season then, like this, Coach? What's your long lens on next season? Are you recruiting? What does Coach do?
Yeah, recruiting never ends. It's every day. And then, yeah, we're with the guys doing, you know, weight training and athletic development. And we start our spring practices here next week on Tuesday. So we'll be in the beautiful Ryan Fieldhouse here on our campus and, practice on Wilson Field. And then we hope to be able to get outside when we come back from spring break. So we get 15 practices over 5 weeks. And so that'll start in earnest next week. And we get a chance to host a bunch of prospective student-athletes to watch us practice and sit in meetings, and same thing with the great high school coaches throughout the region here, especially Chicagoland, that will come in and watch us teach and coach and watch us drill fundamentally and watch our guys improve in practice. So really fun time, and then, like you said, you know, recruiting never ends, and try to be a great husband and a great dad, and, you know, it's a fun time of the year, but nothing beats the fall, and we got an exciting one in the opener. We're traveling over
to
Ireland.
How about that?
You're going to be in Ireland
against Nebraska, yeah. Right? And the what did I see on the Jumbotron or whatever it is at the basketball game? This is the first time a college football game is going to be played in Ireland, or the first time a Big Ten?
Yeah, first time we've played internationally. So, yeah, no, there's a great group of people that are trying, like you wouldn't believe, to have a college football game every year. Over in Ireland at Aviva Stadium, and you know, we've been going back and forth. It works out well this year for us to be able to go. But I was just there a couple of weeks ago and got a chance to meet family I had never met before there at the Emigration Museum called Epic. The genealogist did an extensive background on my dad's side. My grandmother and my grandfather, you know, both immigrated to the United States from Ireland, and so I mean, they had the tickets that they were on, the boats that they were on as they immigrated to our country. So, it was really special, really emotional to meet my dad's cousin. So my second cousin and his family, and you know, my grandmother's brother's wife is still alive. So I had a chance to meet her and see the church that my grandmother was baptized in, and see generations of headstones where families buried in the church and the school that my grandmother went to. I mean, it was really, it was special. It was emotional, and really looking forward to bringing the Wildcats to Ireland. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, even if you're just a college football fan and maybe we're your number two team, after being there in Dublin, this would be a bucket list experience as a college football fan. Aviva is a great venue and, you know, walking distance from all the pubs in Dublin. So it'll be a great time.
Oh, yeah, the pubs. All right. Well, not that we weren't interested in the football game, but that sounds all the better. And by the way, Brenda and I were in Ireland a few years ago and just loved it. What a great country to tour. And Northwestern's going to be playing there too. Okay, Coach.
Yeah.
Congrats on past success. We're looking forward to this season. And thanks for saluting Orland Park today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm like I said, proud to be from Orland Park. And to any of those Orland Park residents that are listening, you know, you got a huge fan and someone that's very proud of me. So just appreciate the opportunity to be on, and all of our great Wildcat fans, go Cats, and everybody stay healthy and safe.
That's Coach Pat Fitzgerald. Yeah, Orland Park.